Welcome to Riverfront Property, connecting at the River of Life. Written and narrated by Stephen C. Johnson. From the Primer. This book is motivated by the conviction that history is about to be hijacked by heaven. For the past 2,000 years, followers of Yeshua, Jesus, have been praying, "May your kingdom come on our planet, just as it prevails in the highest heaven." A colossal answer is bulging above us and about to splash forth with the return of the King. Anticipation stimulates preparation. What grander project can there be than preparing a landing strip for our monarch? I pray Riverfront Property will stimulate those longing for his coming, those preparing the way. It's heartening to see little signs and wonders demonstrating this venture is birthed from his heart. Our daughter Claire had a dream where I was working in a huge library. I was studying about water and was preparing to make a presentation. I told Claire in the dream she too should study about water. On another occasion, a young prophetic friend told me, "God has given you a roar like rushing water." One woman said Pam and I are like deep wells with fresh, clean water. No one knew I had been working on this project. You are about to discover two distinct rivers of life. One refers to a future tangible watercourse flowing out of a city you find on a map, Jerusalem. You'll be able to travel to this river, dangle your feet in it, and swim there. Fruit trees will drink of the river. You may walk the shore, munching their delectable produce. The River of Life is used in another sense as an inner spiritual river, the Holy Spirit given those embracing Yeshua. This spiritual river transports us into joy and purpose and glory. You will realize dynamic transformation and empowerment through its gentle stillness and mighty surging. It is not enough to enjoy this river alone. Many live in Death Valley, shriveled by dehydration. Our lives cannot be complete until we learn how to be conduits and imparters of the river's dynamism. There is satisfaction for ourselves and blessing for others as we communicate this river. Wherever this river flows, things will live. Its resurrection life is welcome news to millions. We are everlastingly grateful to the River Master. This book is ultimately about knowing and walking with him by the riverfront. He is the guide for both the outer tangible river and the inner spiritual river. As you read on and comprehend this river, you may find it a compliment when someone says, "You're all wet." One thing this book lacks is the dynamic interaction possible in the Riverfront Property Seminar. Learning about the two rivers of life and how to navigate those streams comes much easier when in good company. If you can't make a conference, I suggest you read Riverfront Property with a group of friends who know, or long to know, the liquid realities of Christ in you. For those who must read the last chapter first to find the conclusion, let's save some page flipping. When they ask, "What was the book about? What did you learn?" you may answer, "Follow the Lamb, and he will lead you to the waters of life." For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Revelation 7:17.